Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
So last week, I believe, or the week before, we started talking about dreams. As a believer, your dreams are very important. Are you still here? You've gone home. Can I ask that everybody switch off their phones, please? I'll only preach for 1 hour. Nothing is going to happen in that hour. Hallelujah. As a Christian, your dreams are very important. Are you listening to me, somebody? And last week I began to tell you why God causes us to dream. And if you didn't hear anything I said last week, just the one point that I want you to carry over is that dreams are landmarks. Someone say landmarks. So when God gives us a dream, He is trying to show you where you are supposed to go. He's trying to show you who you are supposed to be. Because God doesn't relate to us based on our current status. But God relates to us based on who we are supposed to be and who we are born to be. So one day an angel appeared to Gideon. When the angel greeted Gideon, he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." Thy mighty man, it's like you're a great soldier, a brave soldier.
Yeah, bondotena man.
Aha. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That time Gideon and his family, they were hiding from their enemies. But the angel was saying, "You are a mighty man. You are a warrior." Are you here? You've gone home. So when God gives you a dream, many times He's showing you who you are supposed to be. Are you listening to me, somebody? So don't take those things for granted. They're very important. When Joseph was just 17 years old, he had a dream. And him and his brothers were working in his father's farm. And they were collecting sheaves of wheat. Sheaves of wheat. And the Bible says, suddenly Joseph saw his sheaf rise up. And then when his rose up, his brothers once began to bow down to his. Now God was trying to show Joseph that I've marked you out for greatness. I said, "I've marked you out for greatness." Now, if Joseph was trying to ignore that dream, he went to sleep. Now this time, he saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing down to him. I don't know how the sun bows down, but he saw it. I don't know how a moon bows, but he saw it bow down. Now you can also see that this means greatness. And I prophesy into your life.
Prophet.
That in the name of Jesus
Christ,
your life is for greatness. I say you will become great in the name of Jesus. You will become great in the name of Jesus. You will become great in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. One day you will cry tears of joy because you'll be shocked at what God will do with your life. Hallelujah. I like this side. Your amens are
coming.
This side loves God more than that side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today I want to talk to you about interpretations of dreams.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe ngencaziselo zamaphupho.
When I say you must say eh.
Manga ngithi eh nawe ukuthi eh.
Come with me to the book of Genesis.
Waza kimi encwadini ka Genesis.
Who's reading for me today?
Ubani ongifundelayo namhlanje?
Genesis chapter 40.
Genesis chapter 40
and verse 8.
Go verse 8.
Well, let's take it from verse 1. Who's reading for me? Where's the mic?
Genesis chapter 40 and verse 1.
Are we there? Are we all there? Yes.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with officers.
I think you are too far. Come sit on my chair quickly. Quickly, quickly.
Genesis chapter 40 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker.
Mm-hmm.
So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. In the prison, the place where Joseph was confined, and the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, had a dream. Both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh the officer, who...
What verse are you on now?
Verse 7.
Okay.
So he asked Pharaoh the officers who were with him in the custody of his lord, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" Verse 8. And they said to him, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph.
Amen. Just up until verse 8. So you see here, these two gentlemen had dreams. And after they dreamt, They were sitting down looking miserable.
Babehleli bedabukile.
When Joseph saw them,
uJoseph babona.
He asked, "Why are you guys sad?"
Wababuza ukuthi why nidabukile.
And he said, "Because we have dreamt dreams and we don't have anyone to interpret."
Bathi ngoba siphupha amaphupho ngekho ngawachaza.
And Joseph said something very profound.
uJoseph washo angakusho.
He said, "Interpretation of dreams belong to God."
Wathi incazelo zamaphupho zikuNkulunkulu.
Tell your neighbor, "Interpretations belong to God."
Izincazelo zikuNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah. Now that's very important.
Lokho kubalekile.
Now if I'm going to be teaching you about interpretations,
uma ngizokufundisa ngezincazelo,
I would be misleading you.
Ngizobe ngulahlekisa.
If I try to give you a method,
uma ngizama ukukunika indlela
of how to interpret,
indlela yokuncazelo.
There are people who have, you know, if you go to the internet you can find many things.
Khona abanye abangakwezinye indawo bethola okuningi.
They will tell you that if you see green in a dream,
bazoshima ubona ugreen ephuphweni.
Green means this.
Uphu kusho lo.
If you see the number this, then it means that.
Mawusho le number lena isho lo.
If you see I'm not going to tell you any of those things.
Ngizangutshele noma yini.
I don't know what green means. Green is green.
Green usho ukuthini? Ngazi ukuthi ugreen
ukuthi. Tell never green is green.
Uluhlaza uluhlaza.
So many people become deceived.
Abantu abaningi balingeka
because they try to figure out a dream from the natural perspective.
Ngoba bazama ukubheka iphupho ngalokho elize ngakho.
And when they try to interpret it through trying to think that this means this, this means, they end up being misled.
Ngenkathi bezama ukuchaza belibheka bagcina beduka.
Are you understanding what I'm saying so far? Now if you read the Bible, I know I'm busy studying dreams right now.
Uma ufunda iBhayibheli.
And there's about 34 dreams in the Bible.
Kunamaphupho ay 34.
Do you understand? Every time I see the interpretation,
ngakho mangibona izincazelo,
I always ask myself, how did he know that this means this?
Ngibuza mina ukuthi wazi kanjani ukuthi lokhu kuyilokhu.
In Daniel chapter 4,
Daniel chapter 4.
Nebuchadnezzar has a dream.
UNebuchadnezzar waba nephupho.
In his dream he sees a big tree.
Ephupheni lakhe wabona isihlahla esikhulu.
And he sees animals coming to live under that tree.
Wabona ama animals afuna ukuzohlala phansi kwesihlahla.
He sees birds living in that tree.
Wabona amabhele.
He sees animals coming to feed from that tree.
Wabona ilwane zamukuleso
shade under that tree.
Zizama kwenwa kuleso sihlahla.
And then when the interpretation comes,
uma incazelo ifika,
Daniel says to him, "The tree is you."
UDaniel uyena wathi hlahla uyena.
Now how did he know that the tree is Nebuchadnezzar?
Ukuthi hlahla kusuNebuchadnezzar.
You can't know unless God is the one who's telling.
Ngeke wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukupha kutshela khona.
Are you listening to me?
Uyangizwa bangithi.
Otherwise you will take the scripture and say, "Oh, when I see a tree, it means it's me." You'll be confused. Sister, you'll be confused. Brother, you'll be very confused.
So confuseka nawe bhuti uzolahleka.
Are you still here?
Usekhona.
So because in this life,
ngakho ngoba kulempilo,
there are very few people like Joseph.
Bancane abantu abafana noJoseph.
And very few people like Daniel.
Bancane abafana noDaniel.
Who have a certain gift.
Abanesipho.
Where God gives them interpretations supernaturally.
Lapho uNkulunkulu abapha khona incazelo ngokuvela.
But because there's such few people.
Ngokuba bancane labo bantu.
What I'm going to try to do today.
Ikuphi engizozama ukwenza namhlanje.
Is just give you certain tips, if I can call them that.
Ukunika lokho ngakuzama ukuthi
just to help you navigate and understand your dreams.
Ukukusiza ukuthi uzame ukubheka understand amaphupha.
So that your dreams don't mislead you.
Khona amaphupha akho angeka kule.
Or even other people when they dream about you, it doesn't mislead you.
Noma abanye bephupha ngawe bengakudukisi.
And so that you know that when you receive a dream, what do I do with this dream?
Kodwa uzokwazi ukuthi mangithola iphupho kupha kumele ngikwenze ngephi.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uyazi ukuba ngithini.
In fact, out of the 34 dreams in the scriptures,
kula amaphupha ayi 34
only about 3 or 4 ever received interpretation.
Mathathu noma mane ngithola incazelo zawo.
And when I say interpretation, I mean external interpretation.
Uma ngithi incazelo zawo, incazelo zawo.
Where for example happiness has a dream.
And
Nomsa comes to interpret this, these things are very rare in
scripture.
Most of the dreams that you see in scripture, the people who dream them, they get to understand what they dream. So it's very rare that you need somebody to interpret for you. Hallelujah. Are we on the same page? So the title of my message today is what you need to know about interpreting dreams. Now, number one, you have to understand that a dream is a language. It's a tongue, it's a language. Come with me to the book of Numbers chapter 12 verse 6.
Chapter 2 verse 6.
Numbers chapter 12.
Numeri chapter 12.
And verse 6.
Verse 6.
When you get there, just read. I'm trying to move fast.
Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision."
Mm-hmm.
"I speak to him in a dream."
I speak to him in a dream. So it's a language that God uses to speak to you and me.
All right.
There are many sources of dreams. Do you understand?
But
my preaching today, I want us to assume that we are talking about dreams that come from God. Do you understand? So God uses these dreams to speak to us. It is a language that God uses to try to communicate to you and me. Hallelujah. Remember, I told you God is a spirit. And the problem with the spirit, like I told you, the Bible says, Jesus said to us, "Where two or three of you are gathered in my name, I am there." Are we gathered in the name of Jesus? Are you sure? Are you here because you want Jesus? Are you here because you love Jesus? Are you a child of the Lord Jesus Christ? Did he die for you? Has his blood washed you clean? Then for sure, he is here. But we can't see him. Do you understand? And that's the problem with the spirit. He wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to warn you when you are in danger. He wants to give you advice on which direction to take in life. But because he's a spirit, when he talks, you can't hear him. So he tries to access you. He tries to access your mind through your dreams. So it's a language that God uses to communicate to you. Read for me Job 33 from verse 14. Quickly.
Job 33 verse 14.
Job 33 and verse 14.
Job 33 verse 14.
Job 33. And verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
"For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while stammering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction."
In the dream, in the night, in deep sleep, while slumbering on the bed. What that means, it means that he speaks to you while if you are in deep sleep. But he also speaks to you when you are in light sleep. Slumbering is when you are just dozing off. The sleep is just beginning. God speaks at that time. When you are in deep sleep, God speaks at that time. The Bible says he opens the ear. Read that part.
Verse 16. Then he opens the ear of men and seals their instruction.
And seals their instruction. Put your hands together for God, because he's going to be speaking to you a lot, a lot, a lot. Do you see why dreams are important?
Because
if you neglect your dreams, you may be neglecting the voice of God. Because it communicates to you and me through dreams. Hallelujah. I feel excited in my spirit. Father, visit your children tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number two. Not all dreams require interpretations. Not all dreams require interpretations. Genesis 37,
verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamt. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more.
Jump to verse 9.
Verse 9. Then he dreamt till another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind.
Hallelujah. So these dreams that Joseph dreamt, nobody came to him and said, okay, a sheaf means
what a beggar.
This. So when they bow to this one, it means this. Nobody said to him, the moon means this. The sun means this. The 11 stars means this. Do you understand? He just dreamt them. He told them to his family members. And he continued with his life. But the dreams were never forgotten. So it's not that every dream that you dream, you must try to interpret it. Because if you try to interpret every dream that you dream, you'll be extremely confused. One day, a certain lady fell asleep and dreamt, and he saw his mother, her mother killing her children or something like that. From that day, she made sure that her children never met her mother anymore. Year after year, the children couldn't meet the mother because of a dream. So when she joined the church, her pastor found out what was going on and said, why don't you allow your children to meet your mother? And she said, she explained the dream.
Then
the pastor said, if your mother was going to kill your children, your mother was going to start with you. So when you try to interpret every dream, you end up being confused. You know, people who try to interpret every dream, they are the ones who always feel like
by a lawyer.
Have you met people like that? Everything, as they are are walking, they see a bird. Hey!
Bonke mabona ngishilulwane. Hey!
This bird means my young lawyer.
Nenyoni bayichaza kungilawyer.
You can't go through life trying to interpret everything.
Yeah, uhambe uzama uchaza konke.
I used to have a colleague like that.
Usenalo umngane onjalo.
When he was sitting working on his desk,
manhlele deskini.
If you see a cockroach passing, he say, "Hey, bathomile." Just because a cockroach. If you interpret anything, it means you live in a dirty house. Your home has many cockroaches and you brought them to work. And such people destroy their lives.
Abantu abanjalo bamosha izimpilo.
This guy saw a cockroach on his desk.
Lendoda abona ikokoroshe deskini layo.
Within that week he was in a sangoma's house.
Ngalelo viki abe sendlini esangoma.
Because he feels like bayam lawyer.
Ngoba yathi bayam lawyer.
Can I tell you that guy has passed away?
Ngatshela ukuthi akasekho ngoba ngikhuluma nje.
Going from prophet to prophet, sangoma to sangoma. One prophet said to him, "Before we talk, you must give me 10,000 rand."
Omunye umprofeti wathi before sikhuluma sinike 10,000.
And the guy took 10,000 rand that he didn't have.
Wathatha u 10,000 abengenawo.
And gave it to the prophet and
wanika umprofeti.
Today he's dead, the guy I'm telling you.
Namhlanje ufile ngikhuluma.
So don't try to interpret everything.
Ngakho ungazami ukuchaza konke.
Don't try.
Ungazami.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll explain to you which dreams you must be interested in the most.
Ngizochazela ukuthi mapha amaphuphumelo sondele kuwona.
Number 3.
Okwesithathu.
God reveals his will through our dreams.
UNkulunkulu uveza intando yakhe ngamaphupho.
God reveals his will.
Ufeza intando yakhe
through our dreams.
Ngamaphupho.
Job 33 and verse 14.
Job 33 verse 14.
Nompumelelo, what version do you have there? New King James. Where's your other Bible? Okay, I want you to read it in the Amplified, the Classic Bible. Amplified Classic Bible. Specifically, not just the Amplified, but the classic Amplified Bible. I'll borrow you my Bible, it's okay. Job 33 and verse 14.
Job chapter 33 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
For God does reveal his will.
God does what?
He does reveal his will.
Uh-huh.
He speaks not only once, but more than once. Even though men do not regard it, including you, Job. Must I continue?
What verse are you on?
14.
Read to verse 16.
Verse 15. One may hear God's voice in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall on men while slumbering upon the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, terrifying them with warnings.
Hallelujah. So the first part in verse 14, it says, God reveals his will.
Ayokuqala kuverse 14 ithu uNkulunkulu uveza intando yakhe.
When we dream.
Uma siphupha.
In studying the dreams in scripture,
masifunda amaphupho ezwini.
One of the things I notice,
okunye siqaphelayo,
is that every time God speaks to anybody in a dream,
ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi uNkulunkulu ekhuluma kumuntu ngephupho,
the main focus is the will of God.
Okonke okuvezekayo intando kaNkulunkulu.
I said the main focus is what? The will of God. So remember, I'm talking about interpretations.
So
the things I'm giving to you,
lokho engonika khona,
when you dream,
uma uphupha,
and you wake up,
uma uvuka,
try to figure out, what is God trying to show me? is where is his will in my dream? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you, because you see, you can dream, let's say you dream and you bump into money. Then you wake up happy, yo, I'm going to get money. The dream might not have anything about to do with money. You have to say, what is, maybe God is trying to say to you, you love money too much. And he's trying to show you that if you are going to know me personally, you can't love money that much.
If the amens
are gone, now let me come this
way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you think?
Utabangan.
So always look for the will of God. If you can find the will of God in what you are seeing at night, then the chances of you being deceived become very small. But if you just take it, it means that so-so is going to die. You are confusing yourself. Look for intando
kaNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Shayizandla for Jesus.
Okay, go back to your Bible now. Read for me. Genesis chapter 40.
Genesis chapter,
take it from 40. Verse 9. Quickly.
Swag verse 9.
Are we still all in the same page? Alright, for those of you who are new in our church, this is how I preach, okay? I preach like I'm talking. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 40 and verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and in that vine were three branches. It was as though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, 'This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your hand and restore you to your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you.'"
Amen. Now, if you look at this dream, so this gentleman, his job was to bring wine to the king. Whether it was wine, whether it was juice, whether it was, I don't know if there were coffee in those days, but whatever is drinkable, his job was to give it to the king. And so the king had become angry with him, sent him to jail. Do you remember? And then in this jail, he has this dream. And then he receives the interpretation that you are going back to your job, to your position. Now, if you look at this thing in isolation, you will think that this dream is about this guy. But if you step back and you look at the bigger picture, you realize that God gave him this dream so that 2 years later, when the king is dreaming, the guy will remember that, hey, I know an interpreter. So the whole thing was to bring Joseph before the king. And that was not just it. Joseph didn't just become the prime minister just because God liked him. But God wanted to save the Israelites. Because there was going to be 7 years of famine. Had they not prepared for, they would have died. And God had even given a word to Abraham. And God told Abraham that your seed will come to a strange land. And they will be slaves for 400 years. Then after 400 years, look at this small Anyana dream. You thought that it was about grapes. But when you look at the bigger picture, it has to do with the will of God. So when you look and search for the will of God in what you are doing, you are closer to the interpretation. Put your hands together for the Lord properly. What number are we on?
Sing number one.
Number four. God leads us to his will or through his will through our dreams.
Unkulunkulu usebenzisa intando yakhe ukuba senze intando yakhe emaphusheni ethu.
God leads us to his will.
Unkulunkulu usebenzisa intando yakhe.
Or if we're in his will, he leads us through his will.
Uma usentondweni yakhe ukusa ngakuyona.
Through our dreams.
Ngamaphupho ethu.
Come to Genesis 28. I'll show you quickly.
Yeah, Genesis chapter 28.
Please, I need you to read fast because I want to finish fast. Take it from verse 12. Genesis 28 from verse 12.
Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Then he dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top has reached to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
Read up until verse 15.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father,
mm-hmm.
and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and the south, and in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
Hallelujah. So this dream that Jacob has, to summarize, God was basically telling him his will for Jacob's life. He basically gave him the blessing that he gave to
Abraham.
And he said that I'm going to give you the land where you are sleeping. So he says, as you are going, I'm going with you. But I will bring you back to this land. Are we still together? So God was showing him his will. God was showing him his plans. So sometimes a dream, God is leading you to his will. Because it is very possible to be outside of the will of God. Because there are many things that are chasing for our attention in this life. Money is chasing for our attention. Work is chasing for our attention. Children are chasing. For families are chasing. What else is chasing us? Fame is chasing us. Education is chasing us. So many things are vying for our attention. So every now and then we find ourselves outside of the will of God. So when he gives you a dream, he's trying to say, hey, come back to where I want you to be. So if you have the enough sense to locate the will of God, then he will start to lead you within his will. Quickly read Genesis 31.
Funda Genesis 31.
Verse 10 to 13. Quickly.
Genesis chapter 31 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked and speckled and gray spotted. Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here I am. And he said, Lift your eyes now and see all the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your family.
Amen. So now Jacob is busy following God. He is in the will of God. Now in the will of God, God gives him a dream. And God says, have you noticed that? Because you see, him and his uncle, they had a deal. And the deal was, the sheep that are spotted, they will belong to Jacob. So what happened is that all the sheep started giving birth to sheep that are spotted. So God told him that that thing that you saw happening, I'm the one who did it. Then God says to him, now it is time to go back. So you see, he's in the will of God. And the will of God is, says, I'm going with you, but I want you to come back after some time. Now he gives him another dream and he says, now it is time to go back. Tell him, it's time to go back. So God leads you to his will, and he keeps leading you in his will. Later on, when Joseph had become prime minister, Joseph told his brothers, go and fetch my father. And I will take care of him here in Egypt. So when Jacob finally realized that Joseph is alive, he was now pondering whether he should go to Egypt or not. Then the Bible says he had another dream. You see, when you're in the will of God, he keeps leading you in his will. Then God said to him, go to Egypt. And God told him and said that Joseph will close your eyes in Egypt. That means that, say, you are going to die there. You know, God can even tell you when you are going to die. God can even tell you where you are going to die. One very wonderful man of God called Kenneth Hagin. He told his family one day, he said, the day that I will die, I will wake up in the morning, I will bath, I will dress, I will sit down with you guys, I will have breakfast with you guys, and then I will go. On the day he died in 2003, he woke up in the morning, bathed, dressed, had breakfast with his family, then he smiled and he waved at them, and he was gone. May you die a victorious death in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree to somebody here today, Satan will not take you out. You will go when you are good and ready. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anybody who has shot an arrow of death towards you, I decree that that arrow will boomerang back to sender in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. One time somebody came to me and the person was sick. And I prayed for him. He asked me to pray for him. When I prayed for him that night, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a woman in his neighborhood. And the woman was holding a big gun aiming it at him. And the woman was trying to kill him. When the woman shot the gun, all of a sudden, the woman's children appeared before that guy. And the woman shot her children instead of the guy. I feel sad for the person who is trying your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your God is protecting you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What number are we on?
Number
5. Now, how will you know which dream you must get an interpretation? Because the dreams are many. And even if it's from God, sometimes he doesn't want you to be searching for interpretation. So how do you know that this particular one, I need to know what it
means?
Genesis 40 and verse 6. Quick.
Genesis 40 and verse 6.
Genesis chapter 40 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody
mm-hmm.
of his Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said to him, "We each have had dreams, and there is no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them,
"Amen, amen." Joseph said, "Why are you sad?"
Joseph wathi, "Yini nidabukile?"
And they said that we each had dreams,
bathi sibe nephupho elifanayo,
and there's nobody to interpret.
Akekho ongalichaza.
So they didn't say that we are sad because we are hungry.
Akekho the.
We are sad because we don't have money. We are sad because somebody hurt us or offended us. But we are sad because we dreamt something. And there's nobody around to tell us what it means. So when you dream a dream that makes you feel sad because you don't know what it means, mark that dream. It's an important dream. Because your spirit is trying to tell you that this thing you need to know what it means. This thing is important. Remember, they were not sad because they were hungry. They were not sad because they were unemployed. They were sad because they didn't know what the dream meant. So when you have that type of experience, it means that there you must look for interpretation. Also read for me chapter 41 and verse 8. Genesis 41 and verse 8.
Genesis 41 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh.
Amen. Here's another one who dreamt. When he awoke out of his dream, the Bible says his spirit was troubled. So his spirit is trying to tell him that what you've just dreamt is important. What you've just dreamt is important. So it manifested as his spirit being troubled. So when you wake up from your dream and you feel your spirit being troubled, it means that dream is important. And there you must be interested in what it means. Can I hear a loud
amen?
Read for me quickly Daniel chapter 2 and verse 3.
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 Mm-hmm.
And the king said to them, "I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream."
My spirit is anxious to know the dream. In the King James it says, my spirit is troubled. Because I need to know this dream. Have you had a dream like that? That when you woke up, you felt sad that you don't know what it means. Such dreams you must take care of. Hallelujah. Are you still here? You've gone home. What number are we on? Six. Now, as I explained, there are very few people in this life that have giftings like Joseph and Daniel.
I mean,
Joseph interpreted dreams, but Daniel was on another level
now.
Daniel went to the level where he will tell you what you dreamt. And then he will tell you what it means. Someone say levels. May the gifts of the Spirit be poured out upon this church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May we have interpreters of tongues in this church. May we have interpreters of dreams in this church. May we have people who hear the voice of God in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, because there are very few people who are like this gentleman, even though we don't have the gift of interpretation per se, you can get interpretation. And how do you get interpretation? By prayer. You ask God. What are you saying? You've given me the dream, but I don't understand. What are you saying? Somebody say, God, what are you saying? Daniel chapter 2, verse 16.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 16.
Daniel chapter 2 and verse 16. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation.
So he said, King, please give me some time.
Oh, tell me, pay his card.
So that I can go and find out what this thing means. Continue, keep reading.
Verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
That is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, actually, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are slave names. So if you call your child Shadrach, you've just given your child a slave name. These were their real names. And you know, sometimes, you know, when you go work for white people, when you tell them your name, they hear a tongue twister. No, your name is Grace from today. It's a slave name. Hallelujah. If you are given to it by your master. Alright, continue, ma'am. I'm digressing. So Daniel went and told his friends.
Verse 18. That they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companion might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Amen. So there was a situation where the king dreamt, and nobody in the land could interpret the dream. And the king became angry because nobody could interpret the dream. And he said, I'm going to kill all the interpreters because they are useless. They're supposed to interpret, but they're not interpreting. And so because Daniel was part of that group, he was part of the ones that were going to be killed. So he said, please give me some time. And he went and called his friends. And he said, let's pray. Now when they prayed, the Bible says, and God revealed the secret in a night vision. So God gave him a dream to explain the dream. So when you get to a situation where you feel that the dream you have dreamt needs interpretation, and there's no interpreter in town, you don't know anyone who interprets dreams, you don't need to worry. God is a revealer of secrets. Interpretations belong to God. You can go to him and say, Lord, what are you saying to me? Please give me understanding of the dream. And if you seek him genuinely, he will give you the interpretation. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Number 7, I believe.
Number 7.
Some dreams demand reactions. Some dreams demand reactions. Genesis chapter 20.
Genesis chapter 20.
From verse 3.
So verse 3.
Quickly, my time has lapsed.
Genesis chapter 20 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. Verse 4. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she, even she herself said, he is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch him. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, and all who are yours.
Hallelujah. Now this guy saw Abraham's wife and said, wow, what a beautiful lady. And he took Abraham's wife to try and marry her. Now while she was sleeping, while he was sleeping, God visited him in a dream. And God said, yo, ufile, you are dead. Ushwile.
Uhambile.
So to cut the long story short, God says to him, if you don't want to die, give back the woman to the original husband. There are dreams that when you dream, they demand you to do something when you wake up. If this guy didn't restore Sarah to Abraham, he would have died. So you have to know how to react to dreams. Some dreams are big warnings. Some dreams, when you wake up, you better wake up and katapa topuroboshe rashatapo repashata. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Other people, they will see a dream, dangerous thing, and they wake up. Hey,
yazimpupile.
And they go about with their lives.
And baqhubeke nempilo zabo.
One time I was asleep. And as I was sleeping, the door to my room opened. And a man walked in. And he sat down next to my bed. And he said to me, there are people who want to kill you. When he said that, I suddenly saw myself in
mafias.
And I saw two women talking. I don't know those women, but the way they hate me. And who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? We are going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And I saw them like they were angry. Then I came back to my room. And then I woke up. And I woke my wife up and I said, hey, they want to kill me. After that, I arose and I released fire. That dream, I dreamt it on a Wednesday. On Friday, when I was on my way back home, as I was driving, I got in an accident on the N1. And an 18-wheeler truck came and hit my car. By the grace, do you see I'm still here? By the grace of God. Now, put your hands together for the Lord. Now, had I gone back to sleep and didn't do anything about it, I would be gone now. Some people come and tell me, no, Pastor, I had this dream. In my mind, I'm saying, you haven't prayed even now. You yourself, you can hear that this thing is heavy. Wake up and react. Pray. Cancel the thing. Call on the blood of Jesus. Fight for your life. Fight for your children. Don't just go back to sleep. It demands a reaction. It demands you to do something about it. Because if you don't do something about it, it will end in tears. Are you still here? Glory be to the living God. All right, my time is up and what number are we on?
Number 1.
8. Number 8. Are you learning one or two things? Father, what do I do? All right, let me give you the last one. Now say you have dreamt. And then you realize that these are one of the dreams where you need an interpretation. How will you know that the interpretation that you have received is true and is from God? Do you want to know? Or you don't want to know? Genesis chapter 41 and verse 16.
Genesis chapter 41 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
So Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold.
Only verse 16.
Oh.
Read it one more time.
Genesis chapter 41 and verse 16. So Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace.
God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. That's the key. Peace. Your spirit will tell you. When you hear the interpretation and your spirit is still troubled, then that's not the interpretation. When the interpretation is true and it is from God, there will be peace. Sometimes this peace feels like joy. God will give you an answer of peace. When you feel that peace or that joy, then you know that what that interpretation you've just heard, or that interpretation that you just received, comes from the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. So if someone tries to interpret your dream and you still feel troubled, know that something is wrong with this interpretation. I need the peace of God. Then I will know this thing is from God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, like I said in the beginning, I don't have the gift of interpretation. Many people who come and tell me their dreams, one of the things I normally say is, I don't know what it means. Because if you try to interpret, you will mislead people. Especially if you don't have the gift. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord says, I must tell somebody here, it is dangerous to get interpretation from someone who doesn't know God. Number one, it is dangerous to get an interpretation from someone who doesn't know the Word of God. When someone has no relations with God in one way or the other, you will be misled. So, whenever you find yourself getting an interpretation or needing an interpretation from somebody else, make sure you go to a person who loves God.
Yes,
and the Bible says you will know them by their fruits. Not by just saying, oh, I know God, I love God. Their life must tell you that this is a friend of God. And a friend of God will not mislead you. Don't let desperation cause you to go to foolish people who will mislead you and cause your problems to be worse than even before. A lot of people make those mistakes. So make sure that if you find yourself in a situation where you need an interpretation from somebody else, make sure it's the right person. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet and celebrate your Father, your Heavenly Father. Oh, put your hands together for Him. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.